Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Doug. Limu and I always tell you to customize your car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. But now, we want you to feel it. Cue the emu music, Limu.
Save yourself money today. Increase your wealth. Customize and save, we say.
That may have been too much feeling.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, now, here we go on a Thursday podcast. Al, how you feeling?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So here's, I don't have full days ahead of me when I leave here, Jerry. Total lie. I mean, I am very busy. For example,
oh yeah,
today I have to take my dog to the vet to get her nails trimmed. But it got me thinking. Now you can say, "Oh, I mean, trim your own dogs." My dog does not want her nails trimmed.
I would bring your dog to be groomed. I would not do it either.
So this is my question, though. I started thinking. Animals are certainly wild animals, mm-hmm. right? And you could even say human beings are wild animals.
That is true.
Like if I didn't have a dog, this dog would be in the wild. There are foxes in the wild.
Or it would have been destroyed already.
There are deer in the wild. They're not getting their nails trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
So how are their nails not getting...
They probably do it naturally on pavement, on trees. I don't know. I have no. This is a question for your pal Eddie. I don't know. My guess, because they can't have their nails like curl up.
Right.
I think family pets become. Oh, I'll use this word for the second time today. Prima donnas, as opposed to wild animals that have to fight and claw and scratch for everything they eat and for survival.
So you think their nails don't grow as much, or they get naturally?
I think
scaled back.
That's either that or. With the different surfaces that they are constantly on. They're not on carpets. They're not sitting on couches. That maybe the amount of activity they get in the quote-unquote wild keeps everything in line.
But I feel like wild animals are in... They're on, like, grass, mud, dirt.
Maybe, but they could also be on pavement. They could also... I don't know. I don't have an answer
for
it.
So when I've talked to my sister about this, she told me, she goes, you shouldn't really have to get your dog's nails done very often because your dog walks on pavement all day long.
That's what I would think.
And she does, but she does. She still gets these long nails.
Yeah, I don't... The question, ask the vet or whoever is grooming her today.
Vet technician will groom her.
Yeah, ask the vet technician what they think. I know for the cats, you know, if we don't... And we do trim the cat's nails or... Just Callie's now. If you go too long, they start to curl.
Yeah.
So we make sure we trim them every week or every 2 weeks.
Clippers or use the grinder?
Clippers.
Clippers.
Mm-hmm. And we've luckily, knock on wood, in I guess 25 years of owning cats, we've never cut them down too short.
Do your cats have clear nails or Yeah. See, I think like with a clear nail, even with dogs, you can see what they call the quick in there where
it would start bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dog's got black nails.
So you can't see anything.
Can't see it. Yeah. I'm nervous I'm going to hurt the dog.
You're better off definitely bringing her to a groomer, because even if they clip them too far, they probably have the stuff needed to stop the bleeding very quickly.
Well, I'm actually taking her to the vet to do it.
Right. I'm just saying, okay.
My vet will, if you're a customer or a client, mm-hmm. whatever they call, will trim your dogs. Now, they charge you.
Of course they do.
But I'm just saying, like, I feel a little more comfortable going to the vet.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to take your cat in for a haircut.
No.
Your cat's hair grows to the point it's supposed to grow and stops growing.
Right.
Why do we have to get our hair cut?
Again, as someone that has a clue, I have no idea.
I'm saying, you know what I mean? But in nature.
I don't know.
Like, why?
I don't know.
Like,
why are there some animals, like some cats, that don't have hair? Others have very thick hair. Others have short hair. Same thing with dogs. I don't know.
But somewhere along the line, like, cavemen weren't cutting their hair, right? We weren't trimming our beards.
Or anything else.
Or pubes.
Ugh.
But
that word
somewhere
makes me sick.
It is a bad word.
It's a gross word.
Pubes.
But somewhere we became cleaner and, yeah, I don't know.
Somewhere along the line, someone said, this facial hair I have.
Well, have you ever watched Little House on the Prairie? There was a town barber.
Okay.
That was, based in the 1800s, probably. I don't know when it started. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Remember, you needed the tools, too.
But someone had to have the idea of, you know, it would be much more comfortable not having this beard.
For sure.
Or what if what if I groomed the hair on my head mm-hmm. nicely? And somewhere along the line, it had to happen, like in the caveman era, I would think.
I guess. How did they cut it, though?
I don't know.
Right. They weren't selling scissors at the local Walmart. They were living in caves.
Yeah. Did they use like a sharp
hoping that
rock?
A bear didn't come in and eat them?
Or did they use like when they made spears?
Maybe.
Because they figured out spears, right?
And they just started.
And slicing.
That's possible.
Then I was also wondering this.
Like, that's a question that you cannot have answered, because there's no one living from that time.
Right.
Someone can theorize what happened. No one can with 100% certainty give you that answer.
Like when we started cutting hair.
Right, because there's no photos of real cavemen.
Do you think if you go to beautician school or barber school, they give you a little history lesson? You know, the first barber was 1620.
It's possible, yeah. Why not?
I was also wondering what.
But I'm just curious, before you move on, hold on to that thought.
Uh-huh.
After you're done with your dog at about 12:15, then what do you do until 8 o'clock?
Actually, Jerry, it's a 2 o'clock appointment.
Oh, 2 o'clock.
So
you schedule it right in the middle of the day to really make your day feel full.
Oh, yeah, I got a full day. Very full day.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What musculature, how much muscle do you think cavemen had compared to a regular man today that doesn't go to the gym?
I would think a lot more, because they didn't have Oreos and Chips Ahoy and soda and crap to eat.
And
they
had
lived off the land.
And you had to work to do everything.
Yeah, I read something this was at least a year ago. Maybe, you know what? No, this was more in like the pandemic time, only because it was probably 2021, because I remember going out to dinner with friends and we ate in one of those igloos, one of those plastic igloos, because you couldn't be in the restaurant still.
Yeah.
And my two friends had started one of those, I don't know if it was keto, but they started one of those diets. And I remember looking into it. And one of the things that I was reading, so this is probably 4 years ago, said something along the lines of, just by sheer activity alone, that they believe cavemen walked 30,000 steps a day just because of the nature of survival and how to hunt and gather. You didn't sit around and watch TV or lay around, compared to what we are telling us is healthy at 10,000 steps a day. It's not comparable. So that alone, you would think, is burning a crap ton of calories. And then all they're doing is eating off the land.
Right. You're having to hunt,
skin
the animal.
Even just to eat, you had to work.
Yeah, you had to work.
Yeah. I would think preparing, and I can't imagine they were eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My guess was they probably hunted and had one big meal every day. And it probably took a few hours, if not longer, to get that meal ready.
Yeah, like they got up and they're like, okay, today we're going to tend to our crops.
Yeah, I think it was more like,
And that meant good morning?
They didn't speak English. What do you think they were saying?
No, that sounds realistic.
They were drawing pictures on the walls.
Drawing painting pictures on the walls.
Yeah.
Because, like, you went to Catholic school, right?
I did.
And any picture or painting, no pictures, obviously, but any paintings from the Jesus era, always muscular. I mean, not overly muscular like he was
but
doing
not
steroids.
Fat.
Not fat and... seemed like there were no bellies whatsoever.
So forget even that. I hate to keep referencing him, but my guy, Dr. Berg, I'm sure you've seen this. He posts a beach photo from 1952 or something, and he compares it to a beach photo in 2025. And everybody in 2025, not every, most are huge. There's not one overweight person in the picture in 2000 in the 1950s. And he attributes that to, obviously, the evolution of poor nutrition and the poor food that we eat compared to what it was then. So you're going all the way back to the Stone Ages. You can go back just 70 years to where food was still food and people lived a much healthier life or looked healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Even I've seen those beach photos, like the 1970s even. Mm-hmm. There's still nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing going on.
The biggest problem was the smoking.
Yeah, the smoking.
They smoked a lot, but they didn't eat a lot.
Yeah. Man. I was just trying to think, like, why, like, I feel like we have to do so much to maintain ourselves now, where probably in nature, back in the day, nature took care of that.
Yeah, because they were constantly on the move.
Like,
and we are constantly sitting.
Like, if someone with a hair decides they're no longer cutting their hair, at some point, does their hair just decide... This is long enough. It's not being trimmed, therefore I'm not going to grow more.
Well, you've seen some of those guys that have had the beards that go down to like their feet.
Yeah.
It does just keep growing. I mean, I don't know what Eddie does. Eddie's got amazing hair. I don't know what he cuts and what he doesn't. I mean, that goes all the way down his back.
Yeah, like how often is he trimming his hair?
If Eddie stopped trimming the hair on his head, would Eddie's hair be reaching his heels at this point? Because he's, as long as I've known him, he's had long hair. So that goes all the way back to, I guess that would be, I've known him since 97.
Yeah.
I believe.
So he's always had this long hair. I should see if he'd be interested in an experiment where he stops cutting it and we'll see how long it gets.
Good point. A very good point.
Yeah.
Don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes. Which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Yeah, I just was just wondering about grooming for whatever reason, because that's like a new... seems like animals don't have to do it.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Nature's decided animals can't figure this out, but the animal's body will stop growing hair when it gets to the proper point. But humans, it's like nature doesn't know what to do with us, because part of us wants to be like, oh, in nature we wouldn't have to. And then the other part of us is all technology. So like, which is it? Nature don't know what to do anymore with us.
I think it's figuring out the right balance of all of it, to be quite honest.
The balance of how much should...
It is.
Nature take into account.
Yeah, and how much is technology helpful? Because technology is great for a lot. It really has. If we use it properly. If we use it, like I've watched enough videos now to know what to eat, what not to eat, what exercises to do, how much sleep I should get. And you know how much of that I've accomplished? Zero. But I know, you know, and now it's a matter of me applying that to my everyday life.
That's why, you know, we're talking about like what was in Jesus's time, they looked very fit. That's all the paintings, muscles and things. And then we know even in the 70s, 1970s, people still, but the less work we do, the less muscles we have, which is why some people think the aliens that people see are just these giant heads, slim, thin bodies. Is us in the future, because we're doing such less and less work.
Possible.
That we're just getting slim, no activity. No activity. So we have no body fat and no muscles. We're just smooth.
I suppose. Maybe that's what the future will hold. I don't know. Right now, we still have to, or maybe those will be the reactions of the, what do they call the Ozempics? Oh, they're just going to thin us out and make our heads bigger.
So like in the future,
I don't know,
when everyone's on Ozempic, we'll be super thin with large heads and big black eyes.
I will tell you, as someone that struggles to get the weight down, there is a part of me that's like, I don't care. You want to take it, take it. I do not care. But you feel like you're being left out in the cold.
Yeah.
Like I'm struggling to, and I do work at it a little more than most, not enough, more than most. And man, there's a couple pounds I can lose, but unless I am like exercising, like I'll get into a good rhythm, and golf is not necessarily exercise. I'm not saying it isn't, but when I walk the course every day, there is I have a different feeling. Like I feel better. And I got through a little routine over the last 3 weeks where I rode a lot and I don't really care for that. So the difference is when I walk the golf course, I'll look at my watch at the end of the day and it's like 22,000 steps for the day. And I feel great and I don't eat as much because I'm out on the golf course. Then you get into a rhythm where you either aren't playing as much or I'm riding more than I'd like to. And that 22,000 steps goes to like 9,000, 8,000, or I'm struggling to get to 10. And I am consuming more because I'm not out and about. I'm milling around the house. And it's just the worst thing for me. But at least I know what I need to do. I just need to do it more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the people that are taking the Ozempic, those cravings are gone, mm-hmm. and they can...
No, they're having a good old time for themselves.
Well, I'm not... Listen, there are going to be side effects for some, not for others, but there is a part of me that I see a lot of people that are... They look really good, and there's a part... I feel like I'm getting left out.
Like, look at me. Why can't I have some Ozempic?
Yeah,
well,
I'm not...
But you can have some Ozempic if you want.
No, I'm good. I'm not there.
Do you think you trim your fingernails or your toenails more?
Toenails. Fingernails, sadly, I still bite.
Oh, okay. I bite around the cuticle area. I do that. Mm. But I don't bite the actual nails.
I do still. So a bad habit I've had my whole life.
Yeah, I used to have that for many, many years when I was younger.
It's not great.
Yeah, even like biting around is not great. It's weird. That's a weird thing to do.
I know.
So maybe that's what humans did before we had nail clippers. Just naturally bite your nails shorter.
Sure. Even their feet. Yeah. I remember as a kid, I used to do that.
Bite your toenails?
I couldn't if I wanted to. I don't have the flexibility to.
Yeah.
As a kid, yes.
Really?
Yes. I remember that.
I don't think I ever
My
tried
mom
that.
Used to get disgusted by me.
You must look like a little monkey doing that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can't reach now. Trust me, I've tried. I cannot reach.
You know, babies could put almost their whole foot in their mouth.
That is true.
And then at some point.
I actually have a photo of my younger son with him when he's maybe a month old with his foot in his mouth. It's funny.
I wonder what age that goes away. Like, could you be a year old and still get your foot in your mouth?
Probably.
Flexibly
I mean,
like
I'm
that?
I'm telling you, when I talk about disgustingly chewing a toenail, I'm like 8, 9 years old. I don't mean I was 3 months. I mean, I remember it. And I remember my mom yelling at me, like, disgusting. I'm like, sorry. And I kept doing it.
Just trimming my, just doing what nature wants me to do, which is keep my toenails
exactly
trimmed up. I mean, we got to trim everything. We got to trim eyebrows, nose hairs, ear hair.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
We got to take care of our teeth, which we didn't do in nature.
Yes. You wonder what that looked like years and years ago. Teeth falling out, teeth browning.
Yeah, I try to watch. When I used to watch Survivor, I would try to see, like, okay, so these people on Survivor were regular people of this era.
Yeah.
And then they weren't eating, right? You'd have to eat rice only for a while. Mm-hmm. Maybe you would get a meal when you won something, right. You would get a meal. But these people all slim up. They're eating the rice. Their teeth always looked so white, which made me think.
They were brushing when they
were. Yeah, there. Or like, was like CBS giving them teeth whitening?
Well, I think one thing about that is you still don't want them to become sick. You don't need bacteria building up in their mouth. I mean, honestly, you're signing your life away already. I know that. But there's also a line of stupidity. It is still a TV show.
Yes.
So it's one thing if you're going to make them fight for food and do all those things, they're also going to make sure they get their caloric necessity, which is still going to be very low. There's no reason to make them have their teeth fall out.
Plus, imagine that, you know, they have to try to come up with strategy and they all have stink breath.
Well, I think they probably all stink anyway.
Yeah, and they stink, right?
I do. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be horrendous.
But I wonder if they're used to the smell just because it's little by little every day. Everybody smells a little
maybe.
Bit and you get used to it.
It still seems kind of horrible.
Mm.
Like really horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And why do we have butt hair? That's a question I always wanted to ask you, Jerry.
You wanted to ask me? Why me? Ask your doctor. I don't know.
Ask my doctor? Should I ask the vet that today?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, ask the vet why you have butt hair. I don't know. Why do you have? Why is there hair on your foot, on your ankle, on your back, on your shoulder? It's everywhere.
Yeah.
In some places more than others, and in some places darker than others, but it's everywhere.
And in a lot of places it makes sense. Eyebrows. When you sweat.
It only makes sense, though, because it's what we're used to. I know what you're saying, that it blocks as a barrier of sweat.
It's like a built-in headband.
Okay. So then why? Okay. How come then we don't have eye bands?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're sitting there saying, like, the eyebrow makes sense. We were made perfectly. Why? Why not have just a stretch of hair that goes all around our head and a straight line and there's no eyebrows?
Instead of eyebrows.
That would look normal if that was what normal was.
Yeah, because like for most people, if the sweat goes down your nose, it's splitting the eyebrows.
That's true.
You're suggesting why not have one?
And it could just absorb it right then and there.
Yeah.
Like Bounty for your forehead.
Bounty for your forehead, right. Ear hair, that seems useless.
Weird nose hair.
Armpit hair.
Yep. All true.
And not every, you ever see people like at the beach and to be a man and they have no chest hair?
Yes.
And it's not that
they're not
they
shaving.
Right.
Yes.
Like blonde guys have very little chest hair.
Yeah. I have noticed that.
Well, why is that?
I don't know. I have no idea. Wherever you come from, are they from colder climates? Like, do people that have, and I don't know.
I feel like surfer dudes have no chest hair.
Yeah, I don't know then. I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, I got a lot of questions.
Why don't you go have an afternoon with Grok? You got to figure out a way to make love to Grok. That'd be your last... The last thing you need to figure out.
I just have a nice long conversation with Grok today about all my grooming questions.
Hey, you really got a loaded day, Al. You really nailed it.
Listen, some people have full days. Some people do not. Some people live. What is your full day today?
I have to go home and actually cook dinner when I get home because then I have to pick up my son at 2. We are playing golf at 3. Home at 6:30. I don't have time then to make dinner. My wife has a meeting after work, so we're probably getting home right around the same time. So dinner will be ready, just has to be heated up when we get home at 6:30.
And what will you be preparing?
I am making them chicken cutlets. I am having 3 eggs. And so I am. That's what I'm having 3 eggs, salsa, and 2 strips of turkey bacon. That's my dinner tonight.
Okay.
So that I'll make when I get home, but theirs will be ready. And then that's my day. So
like you'll make chicken cutlets where like you bread the chicken.
Yep.
Put it in the.
Correct. Yep.
Man, that seems pretty good.
Yeah. I won't eat it tonight, but that's what I'm making them. And then by the time you finish and wrap up and like it's going to be 7:30. So my day is kind of done.
What do you think the bad part of the chicken cutlet is that it
frying
would be?
The oil.
The frying oil.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And the bread and the breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
We now know that's not good for you.
That's true.
You know, I don't know how much would go on each one. It's not a big amount, but it's still enough. I mean,
it's the oil.
It's still bread.
That's the
it's
killer.
The oil, though. It's the corn oil. I know.
Yeah, that's a killer.
But I also look at it as we make that once every 2 months. If it's the only time we're using corn oil, you're talking 4 or 5 times a year, we're fine. We're not cooking with it every day. I think it's the only thing we use it for. So I won't use that again. I couldn't even tell you when the next time will be.
My mom used to have this French fryer.
Yeah.
The daddy fryer or something it was called.
Yeah, yeah. I think we had one too.
Yeah. Then we just keep the same oil in it.
Yeah. Just keep reheating it. And it was probably made the fries delicious.
Yeah. I wonder what she was using. Like what kind of oil?
Lard.
Right. Was it? Well,
I don't know.
I think lard is actually better.
It might be.
Like if you're using like actual animal fat.
Yeah. No, it might be.
But I'm sure my mom was using oil like everybody was using.
So if I'm done with the oil tonight.
Yeah.
And I leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
It solidifies, correct?
Yes.
If I then turn the oven back on tomorrow, that will melt back into oil?
I believe so.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
Yeah.
And that's what we put in our body.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow, how disgusting.
Yeah, they reuse the oils. It just turns into like soil.
Never make cutlets in an air fryer.
No.
Like, I wonder if I could try that.
Yeah, I don't know how that would work.
Hmm. I might make one in the air fryer. If it comes out good, I'll make the rest in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I like that idea. How about that?
So you'll put the breadcrumbs on it with like the egg, the flour. Yeah. Do you do flour as well?
I don't do flour.
Egg and breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
And then you would put it in oil.
Yes, and I make sure
you're going to say
clamp down on the breadcrumbs so it's tight. And then I'll put it in the air fryer.
Yeah. All right, I'd be curious how that goes.
9-10 minutes and see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. I'm not eating them. What do I care?
Well, unless that one's good, then you could eat that one.
Yeah, no, but I still won't. I know what I'm eating tonight. I don't want to get off my schedule.
Fair enough, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up program. Now, when we come in here tomorrow, we better be coming in with a good performance from Jackson Dart.
All right, you didn't say Giants win.
Don't care if they win.
Good performance.
A good performance from Jackson Dart.
I like it.
And then, it's tomorrow. It's Friday. We got cool games and all. And no more baseball to annoy us. So!
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.